Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering, and of course you know Coach Adams, without question, is truly biased. However, if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMediaForYou. www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our programming, into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up and invite you, our precious and valued audience, to participate, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and so encourage. So we encourage you at the appropriate time to be prepared to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we have an all-star joining us in our virtual boardroom. As you know, on Motivational Mondays, we've been so fortunate to have all stars drop by and share nuggets and richness of wisdom, and tonight is no exception. But before we jump right into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to today's broadcast, write on someone's Facebook wall, send an email, a fax, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And we want you to know that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I truly hope you have your pens and notepads, tablets, iPads, whatever you need, laptops, desktops, that you have them ready to jump right on in to today's broadcast and the richness of wisdom that will be shared. Why? Because today on Motivational Mondays, we are talking about the balancing act with our in-studio guests. The question that we present to you on this evening is, how do you effectively balance all that has been given? With over 10 years' experience in senior-level recruiting, Oriana is an award-winning executive recruiter who often draws upon the secret weapon and unparalleled network of contacts and resources that can open doors like magic. Oriana brings her extensive recruiting expertise combined with an intuitive skill for assessing individual talents and organizational needs when she's beginning her search for a client. This two-time Outstanding Service Award recipient, talent lies in separating excellence from mediocrity and delivering only the most prolific impact players to the client. Oriana is a graduate of Howard University and holds a bachelor's degree in communication. She resides in Los Angeles, California, with her husband, Thomas, a.k.a. The Warrior. Oriana, are you here in the virtual boardroom with Coach Adams? Welcome.
Thank you for that introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am here.
Well, of course, you know it's well worth it, and I know you're being modest with your bio because I know the woman, and, you know, I thought it would be awesome for you to share with our global listening audience. If Oriana was to describe who Oriana is, who would you say that she is?
My bio tells you what I do, but how I would describe myself is I would say that I am a daughter of the king, and as a daughter of the king, I am valuable, I am honorable, I am noble, and like my namesake Ruth, my middle name is Ruth, I am loyal. I'm a loyal, devoted, and committed wife. I'm a loyal daughter, sister, niece, cousin, friend, and caregiver, and I am a loyal purpose keeper. And I firmly believe that my purpose is to encourage, to put courage in others so they can do all that they are called to do in their lifetime. That's how I describe myself.
Ooh, I like you. That describes you better than what you do, because that gives a richness to who the woman truly is. You know, we're talking about the balancing act. And this question that's raised, how does one balance these various areas of life? And so, you know, I thought it would be great to just find out from you and you share with us, what are the various quadrants of life that you have to balance on a regular basis? And then we'll get into some wisdom and insight.
Wonderful. I have a career, and I am a full-time caregiver to my husband. We are very transparent. We share most of our story on social media, so some of your listeners may know. But my husband has lupus, and he has a myriad of other health issues. So I have to make sure that I take care of him in addition to running my business. So those are the two things that I have to balance on a daily basis, whether it's scheduling doctor's appointments, making sure that he's getting to and from doctor's appointments, in between doing conference calls and webinars, in between sending text messages and emailing. I have all of these balls in the air, and I have to make sure that I juggle them properly so that I don't drop anything. So what I do is I tell everybody, you need to prioritize. You have to make sure that you keep first things first. So for me, my relationship with the Lord is first. God is always first, and my husband is second, and then everything else is third. So when I keep that order, then I am able to get things done because I just make sure I keep first things first, take care of my husband second, and then everything else is third.
Now, you know, you dropped quite a nugget on us. You share that your husband has lupus. Now, has this journey been an easy journey, and how long have you and Thomas been married again?
We are going on 13 years. This August 7th will be 13 years of marriage, and September will be 18 years together.
That is amazing. Now, when was he diagnosed with lupus?
He was diagnosed with lupus a couple of months before we got married in 2004.
And the reason why I asked that question, of course, you know I know, but the reason why I asked that question is important for our global listening audience to know that this is not something you just took on. It's something that you have been balancing for all of these years. So when it comes to having wisdom and recognizing how do I effectively do this, I think you definitely have some insight for us. Share with us, what is a typical day for Oriana?
First, I wake up, do my morning meditation, and then I go to the gym. And after the gym, I come home. If it's a day when Thomas is home, because he has dialysis Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So on the other days, I come home, I make his breakfast, make sure that he gets all of his meds, and then whatever errands I have to run, I take care of doing that. And then if I have conference calls or webinars, then I do those in the afternoon, and I text. Some people like to separate their work life from their personal life, so they have scheduled time where they take care of business and then schedule time where they take care of their family. I don't do that. Mine is commingled because there might be times where Thomas is taking a nap and then I can take care of some business. Then there's other times where he might have a doctor's appointment, and there on the days when he has dialysis, I have to get up at 5 in the morning to wheel him downstairs to the van that takes him to his dialysis appointment. And then when he gets back, I make sure that I'm home. So if I've been out, I know that I need to be home by 11 a.m. so that I can get him situated, get his breakfast, and get all of his medications for him. So a typical day is taking care of Thomas. That is my number one priority. And then mixing business in between taking care of Thomas.
Which is absolutely amazing because you are a business owner. And I know you just shared with us what would be, quote unquote, a typical day. But as you stated, you share a lot on social media. And there's a lot of organic nature that happens with someone that's dealing with the diagnosis that Thomas has. Because at an instant, he can have a need to go to the hospital. That throws everything that may have been scheduled off. Would you say that's correct?
That is correct. I call it a life interrupted, and I'm going to be starting a blog next month called My Unpredictable Wife Life. That is very true. I might have something scheduled, and something comes up with Thomas's health where he has to go to the hospital. So you've got to be flexible. That's one of the things that I have learned going through everything that I go through with Thomas. Before, when this was first happening, I would get upset or frustrated and say, why is this happening? But then I started saying, instead of why is this happening to me, why is this happening for me? What am I supposed to learn through this journey. And flexibility and patience are the two things that I would say I learned the most going through this. So I no longer get upset if something doesn't go according to plan. I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. We got to switch gears. We have to go a different direction, and let's just roll with it. And so you've got to be flexible, and you've got to have patience.
You know, my bishop would often say, and other people say it as well, he's not the only one that has stated this, that blessed is the flexible, for they are not bent out of shape. And I love that you said you have to be flexible.
Yes, you have to be flexible. And I wasn't like that before. I mean, I'm very organized, very punctual, stick to a schedule type of person, very planned. But going through this, it's not like that anymore. And I, because I am learning to be flexible, I allow other people to be flexible as well. So I don't get as upset like I would in the past if we were supposed to meet somewhere at 10 and someone showed up at 2:05 and I'd be like, 10:05, and I'd say, why are you late? You got to be on time. Now I'm just like, hey, it is what it is.
Understandable. So there's this, you know, lighter Oriana that has taken place in this season because, like you said, life interrupted. It's unpredictable when you're dealing with a honey that you have that you're caring for. You are his primary caregiver in the midst of daily routine life. And then we have this business side, and you're not just the average business person. Tell us about this and how you blend this in the midst of all of this.
You have got to find what is going to create harmony for you. So my profession by trade, I am a recruiter. My recruiting would be on as a consultant. I would work as a consultant for various companies, and I was working for a Fortune 500 financial company. When that contract ended, I had a decision to make if I was going to pick up another contract or not. So I decided to not pick up another contract. That was going to create harmony for me because I already had a business and I was taking care of Thomas. So I was able to say, let me put the recruiting on the back burner for now. I can always pick that back up if I want, and I can just focus on my business and focus on my husband instead of having the three things, the recruiting, the business, and Thomas. So now I have two things that I am able to devote all of my time to.
Got it. And what would you say is the greatest wisdom? We talk about being flexible, and you know I'm here laughing as we're talking about being flexible because, as Oriana knows, there is a power outage in my building, and so literally this happened at like 5 to 6. Coach Adams had to be flexible in finding a remote location. So if you're hearing a little backdrop, it's because of where I'm seated. I had some people join the table just next to me, and I just wanted them to know all of this energy behind you is because of what happened earlier. But we knew this show must go on and that there was such richness that would be shared, and that you, our global listening audience, tuning in today to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams and our wonderful in-studio guest, Oriana, that without question, you would gain some great insight around today's topic. Of course, Motivational Monday is presented by Inspired Media for you. So, Oriana, I know you have some additional richness that you would share with us around this topic of, oh my gosh, the balancing act. How do I balance all that has been given, do it in excellence and do it well? What would you say other than flexibility that you have gleaned and learned from your own experiences and journey that would empower someone else around today's subject?
Make sure that you set daily goals. You want to accomplish certain things every day. So you want to make sure that you have a to-do list and work from that list. Now, most people, they have their to-do list, and they just go all the way down the list. One, let's say 10 things are on the list, and they just go 1 through 10. But when you make your list, then look back over your list and prioritize whatever is on the list, and then work by priority, what's most important to what's least important. And extend grace to yourself, the same grace that you extend to others, meaning if you don't accomplish everything on that list at the end of the day, instead of beating yourself up, pat yourself on the back for what you did accomplish, and then just put those one or two things that didn't get accomplished on the list for the next day. Also, you want to make sure that you are making your family a priority. I see too many people who are a public success but a private failure. They're constantly telling their spouses or their children that they're busy. Busy is really code for that's not important to me right now. So every time you want to say I'm too busy, replace it with that's not important to me right now. I guarantee once you do that, it'll be a lot harder for you to say no to the experience and experiences and people and events that contribute to a harmonious work-life balance because you know how important they are to you. Also, be very intentional about what you have to do each day. It's very easy to get distracted by scrolling through social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. So you want to make sure that you have designated time to do that, but that you are intentional about what you need to accomplish on your to-do list. So make sure you keep your distractions away. Keep them at a minimum or just try to get distractions away completely. Another thing that is very, very helpful is find ways to automate. You don't have to do everything. So, for example, if you do need to have a social media presence because of your business, look into some type of app that where you can schedule your posts so that you don't have to sit on Facebook and post every couple of hours. You have this app, you can schedule your post, and then they will post for you. Another thing is, you know, put your bills on auto pay. You don't need to log into your bank account every week or every month to pay your bills. Put that on auto pay. So things that you can automate, definitely do that because it will help you and it'll free up some time. And don't overextend yourself. There's power in saying no. As women, we like to say yes to everything. We think we're being bad if we say no, but you can say no. Say no and be good about it. If it is, and be happy about it. If there is something that is not going to contribute or help you accomplish what's on your to-do list, then say no to it.
You know my pad is getting very full with lots of notes right now because, wow, you have just dropped so many nuggets of richness and great, I mean, just a linear process for individuals to really recognize this is how you can be successful at balancing these various quadrants. And, you know, organization is key, having a plan is key, and you've given some great insight. What would you say, Oriana, to date has been the greatest life lesson that you have learned? It may have been something in what we've already shared, but I'm just curious, what would you say would have been your greatest life lesson so far?
As much as I like to believe that I'm in control, I'm really not in control. And so once I learned that and I was able to just relinquish the control that I think I had, then I was able to accept what was happening without being frustrated, without judging it, but I was able to just say, this is the journey we're on, and let's make the best of the situation. I have a quote that I live by, that life does not have to be perfect to be wonderful. So you need to find your silver lining in whatever you are going through, because we are all going through something. So that's my greatest life lesson, that as much as I'm a control freak, so as much as I want to believe I'm in control, I'm really not in control at all. So that would probably be my greatest. And then if I can give you a second one, it's that self-care is vital. You need to make yourself a priority. It is not selfish. It is necessary. I used to think that self-care was a luxury, and it's not. It allows you to show up in this world as the best version of yourself. So I just encourage anybody listening to make sure that they take care of themselves. Look for experiences that you can indulge in on a consistent basis to make yourself feel nurtured and taken care of. It took me a long time to get to that point because I was like, I have so much to do. I don't have time to think about myself. I need to just think about my husband and think about work and think about my business. And in the fall of 2015, I started having health issues. I did not know what was going on, and I went to different doctors, had all sorts of tests done, and they couldn't find anything. And my primary care physician finally said, are you under a lot of stress? Because this sounds like stress. And when that happened, that was a wake-up call that I needed to make myself a priority, and I needed to schedule self-care and not think of it as a luxury, but think of it as a necessity.
I love that because, you know, so often we do put ourselves on the back burner because we are people pleasers, generally speaking, and we're trying to care for everyone around us. And many find it so difficult to say a little two-letter word, no. I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but I did a cute little show of how to say no in various ways because that is a struggle for many, and they take on so much, and then they're overwhelmed and stressed out. You have been so transparent and open today, and I so appreciate it. What is one of the things, if you want to share, that Oriana likes to do to take care of Oriana and to just kind of have me time?
Pedicures. I absolutely love getting a pedicure. So I go every other week now to get a pedicure. And I didn't do that before. I'd get like a pedicure, you know, only in the summertime. So maybe like twice a year. But now I do that on a regular basis. So for me, that little hour to hour and 15 minutes is my time. I love it. It's relaxing. It's pampering. So that's what I do for my self-care is a pedicure. And I'm blessed to live in Southern California. I'm not far from the beach. I'd say maybe 15, 20 minutes to the beach. So I like to go to the beach as well. So those are the two things that I do, going to the beach, listening to the waves, and getting pedicures.
I love it. And what you've shared, it's simple. You know, people would think, oh, I have to do something that's so grand. It's whatever connects with you. You know, one of the things that Coach Adams loves to do is I love to movie escape. And that is just, you know, to kind of shut the world down and out and get into a different, you know, zone through a movie and a story
yes.
that's being told. So, yeah, so that's something that I enjoy. But I love being pampered as well. But this is not about me right now.
But going to the movies is great. That's a great escape. It puts you in another world. I just saw Wonder Woman a couple of weeks ago, and I absolutely love that movie.
You know what? I just saw Wonder Woman as well, and I enjoyed it. But what's interesting, I wasn't as wowed by the hype that I've gotten and heard about it. I did enjoy it. And maybe my expectations, I mean, like, really, who's going to replace Linda Carter? I mean, like,
I know.
That one is hard. That one is so hard. But I did enjoy it. So
yes, exactly. Linda Carter was amazing. But I just like the message. I like that it was a woman who was in charge. It made, as a woman, I walked out of there going, I can conquer the world. So, and other women who were in the theater with me, they walked out the same way. So I love the empowerment message.
And I understand that. I often go to the movies and I'm looking for the message beyond the message because I believe that life imitates art. And so they always bring, you know, obviously there's a little thin thread of some experiences or something in there, the messaging that they're trying to bring. So I can relate to that. You know, I think, Oriana, that it would be awesome to bring in some of our global listening audience. I don't know if anyone has a question or a comment that you would like to ask today, But wow, what a great show to interact with us and to have your voice to be heard. It's so cute because I have this beautiful family sitting at a table not far from me. I'm in Panera Bread doing the broadcast today. They're getting
Do they want to ask a question?
I know, right? Do you have a question for the show tonight? It's so funny. But it's so awesome. And I believe that our global listening audience, that someone out there is thinking, wow, I have a question. I have a comment. I've been empowered. I've been inspired by what Oriana has shared, this wisdom and the nuggets. So we want to give you the opportunity, our global listening audience, to chime in at this time. If you are on your computer, your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You can't just hit 4 on your keypad of your computer. If you are already in our virtual listening audience and you have a question or a comment, simply press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question or to make a comment. We welcome the interaction, and we want you to know this is a safe environment, and I'm sure just knowing that you're out there listening in would be awesome. So we do have a caller. We're going to transition our caller in now. Caller area code 408-0595. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Oriana.
I know that number.
Oh, okay.
Hi. This is Oriana's dad calling from San Jose, California.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, welcome.
Yes, I just want to make a comment on Ori. She was talking about her growth, and I thank God every day for her growing into the flexibility that she has grown in. Because Ori was well organized. And I guess I can say this, a control freak.
You can say it because I already labeled myself a control freak.
And you know, Ben Doings Thomas's illness, like she said, she had to take him to dialysis. Many times she has to take him to the emergency. And I'm sure over the last 14 months, that's been 8 to 10 times she's had to take him to the emergency. And sometimes he stays there 2-3 days, sometimes longer. And I was just praying that God would move her, because I was seeing how it was affecting her, because she likes to be organized and do things. And God has really moved and given her flexibility where she can handle it. And I thank him every day for that. I really thank God for that. And I'm so impressed with my daughter and the way she handles taking care of Thomas and her business. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you, Dad. You're making my eyes sweat.
I just want to make one other comment. To see what Ori goes through, go to her website. And she and Thomas are very open about sharing. And go to the website, and you will see what she goes through. And I'm sure it's going to touch a lot of people, because here you're talking about balancing. And I'm sure a lot of people need this balance in their life. And that's going to really help them. So that's all I wanted to say, and I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dad. I love you.
Love you.
I so appreciate your dad sharing and jumping in. And, sir, if I can ask you to please press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Oh, how sweet was that for your dad to say, I'm so proud of you. And, you know, as he was reminding us, this release of, quote-unquote, the control freak, for her to recognize that as much as I want to be in control, I'm not in control. How did you kind of come to your own with that? Was there, like, this moment of epiphany? Was there something that just kind of was the shifting for you?
Probably the 20th hospitalization of my husband. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but it finally, I just said, you know what? I cannot control this. I have no control over this at all. So I can either stay frustrated and have so much angst around the situation, or I can say, God, you're in control. Give me the strength to handle whatever today brings. And once I did that, then my stress level started to go down and I started to feel better. It's still sometimes rears its ugly head because I, you know, I might have things planned and I have to change the plans. So I just say, you know, this, it is what it is. You know, a couple, last week we had a trip planned to go to Northern California and we were supposed to leave on Friday and Thomas was so sick we couldn't leave Friday. So we just had to push it out. And I was just like, okay, we're not going to leave today. We'll go tomorrow if you feel better. And if you don't feel better, then we'll just cancel the trip. We won't go. And I said it, and that was that.
I love it. And I love that you stated that you recognize that ultimately God is in control, and it's really about Him giving us the strength. And when we can detach, as we spoke about earlier, and know that He's in control with all of the planning that I put in place, nevertheless, and I like to be in control myself, so I can relate to the control freak in you.
Yes.
And to be able to say, no, this faith journey is one that I have no control over. I can plan. I can do my due diligence.
Absolutely.
And it is required. But I
Absolutely.
Have to detach from the results. And that is definitely, as an empowerment coach, one of the greatest lessons that I learned as a coach, that you must detach from the results. And I'm not in control. I can do all that I can do, but then from there I have to detach. I want to take an opportunity to remind our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. You know, it's kind of hard to follow Dad, but don't be scared. It's okay. We welcome your questions and your comments here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. So how is Thomas? And you've given him a nickname that I see often in social media. And please, as Dad stated, give your website contact information for people to follow your story. Because I definitely agree. I know I'm inspired by your story because I often see the various pictures and, you know, we're on our way back to the hospital or whatever the case may be. Warrior, my warrior husband. Where did this
Yes.
nickname come from?
Because I think of a warrior as somebody who stays in the battle, somebody who does not quit, someone who fights until they cannot fight anymore. And that is how Thomas is. Thomas never complains, never. I tell people are around him and just say, oh, he has the best disposition. And I tell people, and he's like that at home too. He's like that in private. He is not a complainer. He's someone that pushes through. And he experiences a lot of pain on a regular basis, but a lot of times you won't know it. You'll see him smiling in a picture on social media and just assume, oh, he's having a great day. And I'm like, no, he's having a good moment, and he smiled in that moment, and we captured it. So that is why I gave him the name Warrior Husband, but his hashtag is Healed Husband. So if anybody's on Instagram or Facebook and they look up the hashtag Healed Husband, then they will see Thomas. And my dad kept referring to my website, and he meant Facebook, social media. So if anybody follows us on Instagram or on Facebook, they would see our story. And it's very interesting. Thomas has had health challenges for a very long time. He was on dialysis when we got married, but the health challenges just started becoming more prevalent in April of 2012. And when they first started getting really bad, he did not want to share what he was going through. And I respected my husband, so I did not talk about it, did not put it on social media. Outside of our family, no one really knew. But about a year into this, so 2013, 2014, one day he was in the hospital and said, "Babe, take a picture of me and put it on Facebook." And I was like, "Are you sure? Really?" He said, "Yes." He said, "If what I'm going through can encourage and help somebody else, then I want to do that. So take a picture of me."
It looks like we are having some slight technical difficulties with our in-studio guest. Oriana, I'm not sure if you are hearing me, but we've lost your audio, so you may need to dial back in. But let's really look at some of the richness that we have talked about on this evening with our in-studio guest, Oriana Dixon. What we have learned is that we have learned that you must be flexible on your journey in general. Maybe you're not dealing with some of the challenges that Oriana is faced with every day and what she's balancing, but the bottom line is one of the things that we discussed out of the gate, that you have to be flexible. Oriana, are you back with us?
Yes, I am back. I don't know what happened. You all lost me, but I'm back.
Yes, we did lose you, and you were, of course, talking about that first picture being posted on social media from Thomas, and then we kind of lost you in the midst of that story. So if you'll recap
that. Okay, and so I was saying that Thomas did not want to share his journey at first, but around 2013 or 2014, he said one day he just asked me to take a picture of him and put it on Facebook, and he was going to tell me what to type. He said, "If what I'm going through can help somebody else and encourage somebody, then I want to share my story." And he firmly believes what he's going through is not just for him, it is for others. And so that's why we are transparent, and that is why we share what we're going through, and that is the reason I'm going to be starting a blog and eventually writing a book as well.
Wonderful. And how would individuals connect with you through social media? What are the handles, as they would say, for social media for one to connect and to be able to follow yours and Thomas's story?
Absolutely. On Facebook, it's Oriana Dixon Griffin, and that's D-I-X-O-N, and then Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
You may want to spell Oriana.
Oh, that's the hard one? Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll go there then. Okay. I'm like spelling the easy words. Okay, Oriana, that's O-R-I-A-N-N-A. And Dixon Griffin, so D-I-X-O-N-G-R-I-F-F-I-N. That is the name across all social media. So on Instagram, it's Oriana Dixon Griffin as well.
Wonderful. And might I add that it is a beautiful, unique name and so fitting for the beautiful woman that you are inside and out. And can I just say that every time I see you, you are looking absolutely fabulous on social media. I'm like, how is she running to the hospital looking this dynamic? when life interruption happen.
I still need to look good for my husband. It puts a smile on his face.
Oh, no, absolutely. And you are so working that. I'm like, from head to toe, she is working it always. So our
thank you so much. I try.
Oh, no, no, no. You accomplish it. You definitely accomplish it.
Thank
so
you.
So I wanted, absolutely, it is well worth it, well worth it. So I was giving a recap, but I do want to give our global listening audience an opportunity and just remind them that the lines are open. We do welcome your interaction. So this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. If you have a question or a comment for our in-studio guest on today's subject, we welcome your interaction. So feel free to chime right on in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're at your computer, you need to, or electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. So, Oleana, I was just starting to recap some of the richness of nuggets that you were giving us. Help me to do this summary, because I was, of course, talking about when we reconnected you back from that technical challenge, that flexibility was one of the things that you mentioned right out of the gate. And we learned that recognizing I'm not in control. Give us a reminder of some of the additional richness that you shared with us on tonight's broadcast.
Absolutely. There's power in saying no. Say no to things that are not going to help you accomplish what's on your to-do list. So power in saying no. Automate things to free up some time. Put your bills on auto pay. Use a posting app to post your post on social media. So that's another thing you want to do. And another thing that I didn't mention, I'd love to mention, is meal plan. If you can plan your meals, do that. You know, have set what you're going to do for breakfast, lunch, dinner. That can also free up some time as well. And tap into your support, your family. I'm blessed with an amazing village. I have awesome parents, wonderful sister and brothers, and my family, my church family. So if you have support, make sure you tap into them as well.
Wonderful. My beautiful family just left Panera. They waved at me and said they felt like they got an empowerment session. I love it. We do. Flexible. Blessed are the flexible beings. They are not what? Bent out of shape.
That's right.
Absolutely. We're going to come back to that summary of the nuggets, because we do have another caller and we want to give them the opportunity to share. Maybe another number you recognize. I'm not sure. 734, area code, last four digits, 2955. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Oriana Dixon Griffith.
Hi, Oriana. This is Tisha Clark from Michigan.
Hi, Tisha Clark from Michigan. Thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. I just wanted to call in this evening in support of Oriana and just let the world know she is such an inspiration. I think that's what we're talking about tonight. And I am a childhood friend of Thomas. Therefore, I have been blessed to become a great friend of Oriana's. And I've been watching their journey, and I'm so honored that they are transparent and that they have been sharing and allowing me to know what's going on and to be able just to be a blessing in any way to them. But I just wanted to really call in and let her know what a blessing you are to me and many others. I follow you, and when I think I'm having a bad day, you know, I always think about what you and Thomas are going through, and I say, girl, suck it up. and I look at your quotes, and I look at what you're posting. And although, you know, we're putting out that energy for Thomas, but just like you said, I don't know if you realize there are a lot of days that you are helping others just by what you're saying, the motivation that you're putting out. And so I just wanted to call in, and you know this. You know we love you. You know we support you. But I just wanted more people to know that and just know that you we love you.
Oh, I love you too, girl. Thank you so much for saying that. And we have to learned. I used to be uncomfortable when people would say, oh, we love you, you're doing a great job. But I've learned to receive that because it gives me energy when I feel like I'm tired or emotionally drained. having people like Tisha, and Thomas has an amazing network of friends in Detroit, everybody he graduated from high school with, Mumford High School, Detroit.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
They're so encouraging. And so when they say these things, Thomas and I we're like energized. So I appreciate you telling me that. I appreciate you taking the time to call in and say that. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're making my eyes sweat too, just like my dad did.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for allowing me to call it.
And
absolutely.
Thank you so much, caller, for interacting. If you can do us a favor, if you'll press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. And for those that may be listening in and you have a question or a comment, you still have time. Simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. You know, I wanted to say, Oriana, again, in the recap, you gave such great richness, and I love that you added to this meal planning because, of course, there are a lot of different services out there, Blue Apron, Chef, I can't remember the other one that I'm familiar with, but Blue Apron is one that I know a lot of people are familiar with that will do that meal prep and others. I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, I said that's right. There's companies that, if you're not going to do it yourself, there's lots of companies out there that are doing it, and it'll free up some time. You'll be amazed how helpful it is. We had a friend one time who made us meals for 4 days, and I didn't have to cook for 4 whole days, and it was just so helpful and relaxing for me.
And, you know, it definitely in maximizing and managing one's time effectively, having those little things to support in, quote, unquote, stretching time, because that's really one of the things that we're talking about indirectly that's so key in this, quote, unquote, balancing act, that we have to learn how can I stretch my time. So if I can utilize a service, it may cost me a little bit of something, but if it's stretching my time, if it's giving me more time, it's worth that investment. Now,
absolutely.
I find it hard to believe that my Oriana deals with the social media because everything seems so live in your world. Do you deal with some of the scheduling social media networks?
What do you mean? Question, I didn't understand it.
Well, you know what? I apologize. I can't think of the name of one of the social media platforms that you can schedule your posts in advance.
That is correct. That is correct. I use Buffer. I have friends that use Hootsuite because I need to make sure that I am present on social media, and I like to engage, but sometimes I may not be able to get on social media to the end of the day, so I don't want a whole day to go by without me having some type of post. So sometimes at night I schedule my post to go out like 5 a.m. and I'm not up at 5 a.m., but something goes out, and then I later on in the day can engage with people who comment.
Got it. And the reason why I was saying, and I apologize that my question wasn't clear because I couldn't think of the name of Hootsuite. I couldn't find that name.
There's so many.
And Hootsuite is one that I think a lot of people use. That one is more known, per se. But the reason why I was making that reference is that your life seems so live that I'm surprised to know that even our Oriana uses those types of systems to pre-schedule your actual posts.
Oh, yeah, and that's mostly for if you go to my page and you see, like, a motivational quote, then that was probably scheduled. If you see pictures of me, Thomas, family, that's live.
Got it. So you do the blending of the two, which is definitely
a
great thing to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
that
I have to ask you around the power of no, because, of course, we've talked about flexibility. We talked about automating whenever you can, using Hootsuite, for example, your social media apps that support you in posting in advance, meal planning, recognizing
the support
that we're not
of family,
in
control. The
yeah,
power
the
saying
support
no.
Of family. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know, regarding the power of saying no. When did you kind of get that epiphany around it was okay? Because many people struggle with that it's okay to say no.
I know. They really do. I really never had a big problem with saying no. I would say no if I could not. I'm not able to do it. I can't put my time there. But I just didn't realize the power of it, and I didn't realize how many people don't say no until I looked at how I do say no, and then I listened to people complain who said yes, and I was like, wow, there's really a lot of people who don't know that there's power in no. So they're saying yes to things that they really want to say no to. And that's not being honorable to yourself and to your true feelings. So I would tell people, say no. If you really don't want to do it, say no. And guess what? You're not a bad person. And guess what? They're not going to hate you. And guess what? They're not going to stop inviting you to things. It's okay to say no. So I really didn't have a problem with saying no. It's just when I realized how many people don't say no, that's when I realized the true power of no.
That is rich, because, you know, that is so key, and you're right. So many struggle with, as we spoke about a little bit earlier, that little two-letter word, you know, no. And
yes.
Then, of course, we talked about the significance of self-care. Any other thoughts? Can you believe, yeah, we could still be talking. Can you believe that we are just shy of our one-hour broadcast today? That how quickly time flies.
Wow.
Any closing thoughts? I know, right? And the concern of what can we say for an hour? There's plenty to say.
There's
and we
lots
can probably
to be.
Talk on. Yes. And we can probably exactly. talk on. But as we prepare to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close, are there any closing thoughts that you would like to share with us around this process of the balancing act?
I just really want people to understand that you are doing the best that you can do. Don't beat yourself up. Extend grace to yourself, the same grace that you extend to others. Don't should on yourself. I should have done this. I should have done that. Just know that you're doing the best that you can where you are with the energy that you have, and pat yourself on the back for doing that. I struggled sometimes with, oh, I'm a bad wife if I don't do A, B, and C. And, you know, that wasn't true. And I had to stop telling myself that lie. And my husband would always tell me how great of a wife I was. So I needed to believe that truth. So don't beat yourself up. Cut yourself some slack. Let yourself know that you're doing the best that you can.
Wonderful. And in closing, can you please give your social channel connections again, your handle for those that are listening? And maybe someone missed it, and we'll, of course, post it on our Motivational Mondays form that we have. It's a group that's open. But share it with us one more time.
Absolutely. It's Oriana Dixon Griffin across all social media platforms. That's Oriana Dixon Griffin. Oriana Dixon Griffin.
Wonderful. Oriana. Ori, I am so grateful that you said yes to today's broadcast. And without question, there has been such a richness of information shared. I believe that anyone listening in is feeling more empowered and more equipped for their journey when dealing with this struggle of how do I balance all that's on my plate? How do I balance all that has been given and the responsibilities of each of those different areas? I want to let our global listening audience know to be reminded that we, of course, as we just mentioned, we have the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so that we can continue this dialogue. So you can connect with coachadams.com. Under my contact page, it leads you to my various social networks. And we want you to know that we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. On our next installment, it's time to shape up and win. We will pick up in our Shape Up series. And again, I want you to be reminded that I want to stay connected with you. I want to be a part of your network. So again, visit CoachAdams.com to add yourself to my database. Again, be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We host our Win Shop on a regular basis. In addition to that, we want you to know that there is group coaching, individual coaching, speaking, training, you name it. It's available for you under the umbrella of the Coach Adams brand. And every Monday, you can meet us right here on Inspired Media for You for Motivational Mondays. If you've received anything from tonight's broadcast, we ask that you continue to tell a friend. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.